The Birds and the Bees and the Facts of Saving Life. Written by Jack and Lockie, illustrated by Angela Yankovic and read by Melanie Zanetti. Dedicated to every living thing who calls Earth home and the future generations who will. This is a different story of the birds and the bees. It's not about babies, but why we need creatures like these. You see, the bees buzz around and help all of nature grow. The birds spread seeds this way, that way, wherever they go. All the work from the busy birds and busy bees meant humans had food. Yoink! We'll take that. And some of these. Apples and avocados, carrots and peas, nuts, herbs and spices, whatever the humans please. But it wasn't just food that the humans had found. They discovered fossil fuels under the ground, buried with dinosaur bones all the way down. They mined this dirty stuff and burnt it to power their town. The humans burned and burned more and more each day, which let out smoke called CO2 that would be here to stay. The sky got darker and dirtier and gave all the animals a scare. This CO2 stuff, the bird said, it's making it harder to breathe the air. The planet got warmer and droughts got more severe. Some of the animals even began to disappear. Soon the world was so polluted, it completely changed the weather. More fires and more storms left the animals huddled together. By now, the CO2 scared the humans as well. Their once wonderful world had changed, and they could all tell. But burning fossil fuels was all the humans knew. The world got darker, and there was nothing the birds and bees could do. Suddenly, there was no nature left. The world was full of pollution. The bird and the bee said, "We need to find a solution." From the darkness, a door opened, and there a little kid stood. She read about the birds and the bees and wanted to do some good. So she asked her parents, "Can you listen, please? We need to talk about the birds and the bees."
Isn't it a bit too soon for that?" Mum said to Dad.
"We can't wait, Mum," said the girl. "Things are getting really bad."
The parents told their friends, who told their co-workers, who told their brother. The story of the birds and the bees spread from one person to another. With every conversation, the world got brighter by the hour. Humans planted gardens, rode their bikes, and used the sun for power. But for the future to get even brighter, we need your help too. Take this pledge and promise to do all you can do. I pledge to spread the story of the birds and the bees, to save the plants and the trees, and the koalas and the bears and the turtles and the hares and the fish in the sea and every human like me. What started with just one kid ended up making quite a fuss. Finally, the humans changed their ways and united to save all of us. This has been a different story of the birds and the bees and how our Earth can change with just a couple degrees. But don't let this planet-saving story stop at this book. Tell your family, tell your friends, about the actions humans took. The end. To discover more ways to have the talk about climate change, visit don'tchooseextinction.com. This book was produced by the United Nations Development Programme in partnership with Wunderman Thompson. The audiobook was recorded and mixed by Prime Rib Productions. Recording copyright 2021.